I'd like to call this Tuesday, March 21st, 2017, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners to order. If everyone would please stand, we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Commissioner Titchener will lead us in the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's all bow for a word of prayer. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Lord, we would ask that everything that is said and done here today is pleasing to you, and that everything that is said and done is Lord, that we would do everything according to your will. And we ask all this in thy most precious holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, corrections, or deletions from the public agenda?
No, sir, there is not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to accept the public agenda?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any corrections, additions, or deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion, we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. The minutes are approved by mutual consent. The first action item on the agenda is the approval of Resolution 2017-3. Resolution 2017-3 is the county tax sale, which will be held Friday, May the 12th at 10 o'clock in the public meeting room. So resolution number 2717-3 says, for the purpose of setting the date and time of tax sale under 14-808 of the tax property article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, the county tax sale to be held on Friday, May 12, 2017 at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Garrett County Commissioners Public Meeting Room, 203 South 4th Street, Room 209, Courthouse, Oakland, Maryland, 21550. Are there any questions at all about resolution number 2017-3 to set the tax sale? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve resolution number 2017-3?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 2017-3 approved. All right. I want to welcome Brian Bowers from the Purchasing Department. We have two bids to award, and Brian, I'll turn it over to you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I do have two bids to present for your consideration, bid award for your consideration this afternoon. The first of which is the demolition of the Oakland San Run Road Bridge. This is the bridge that's closest to address 6485 Oakland San Run Road. We did accept bids on February 23rd. A total of four bids were received. Bid tabulation and everything was provided to you previously by email. The recommendation is to award the bid to Frank Ronald Contractors. Total bid price of $28,400. Based on our past working relationship with them, there's no need to enforce performance and payment bonds for the demolition. There is allocation of $75,000 in the 2017 budget. Now, this is for the roads department coming in and setting the prefab bridge that we purchased separately is included in that $75,000 budget. This contract is solely for the demolition of the existing structure so the roads can come in June after school lets out and set the bridge and have it opened, the road open back up in that area for school traffic at the end of August.
So Brian, not to put you on the spot, but how long will the road be closed? Do you know from when to when?
It's going to be closed from approximately June 12th through the end of August.
Okay, thank you.
And that was done to accommodate the schools, right? That they didn't have to redo the bus routes?
Yes, school was out because of the bus routes, because it is going to create, if you're on the other side of the 6485, there's really no quick detour to come.
I appreciate that. I think that's good planning.
It's the one over Deep Creek, right? The one that comes out of the dam and goes across, right below Mahewan Road?
It's my understanding. The one that's closest, the residence, the 6485 Open Sangland Road, is right near this bridge.
Okay.
That's the closest residence.
I'm sure that's the one it is.
Yeah. Any questions for Brian? Comments? All right, do we have a motion to award the demolition of the Oakland Sang Run Road to Frank Arnold Contractors for $28,400?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Motion second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Bid awarded to Frank Arnold Contractors. And the second one?
The second one is for the exterior painting of the Roger P. Gladfeldy building across from Fitzwater Furniture. We did accept bids on March 2nd, received a total of 5 bids. The recommendation is to award the exterior painting to Titchener & Son Construction LLC for a total bid price of $18,000. Again, there's an allocation in the 17 facilities and maintenance budget of $20,000 to cover this project. Our goal is to have it done by June 30, weather permitted.
Questions for Brian?
Okay, I'll recuse myself, Paul.
All right, let the record show that Commissioner Titchnell has recused himself from the vote. You have a motion to accept the bid for Titchnell & Son Construction, amount of $18,000.
So moved.
I'll make a second to that motion. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And bid award to Titchnell & Son Construction for the Roger P. Gladfeldy exterior painting.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, the next and final item, action item on the agenda is the appointment of Garrett County Board of Education member for District 2 due to the resignation of Mr. Tom Carr. And pursuant to the Maryland Education Code, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners shall appoint a qualified individual to fill any vacancy in an elected member's position on the board for the remainder of the term and until a successor is elected and qualifies. And it is my pleasure today to make the recommendation to hire Dr. Nate Sorber. Dr. Nate Sorber.
There's no money involved.
Yeah, if you're in it for the money, you might as well walk out now. To the position, I do want to read, and we have a press release for you guys, but I do want to read for the record the qualifications of Dr. Sorber. Dr. Nate Sorber is a professor of education and director of the Center for the Future of Land-Grant Universities at West Virginia University. He received his Ph.D. in higher education from Pennsylvania State University, master's in education from Vanderbilt University, completed his undergraduate degree in economics at Bucknell University, and is a graduate of a rural public high school in northeastern Pennsylvania. Dr. Sorber has published numerous works on education policy, history, and organizations, including his book, Land Grant Colleges and the Reshaping of American Higher Education, and forthcoming books, The Moral Act and Yankeedom, A History of the Origins and Early Years of Land Grant Colleges, and an American Higher Education Post-War Era. Sorber and his wife, Dr. Aaron C. McHenry Sorber, also a professor at West Virginia University, live in Friendsville with their daughter Ainsley, age 7, who attends Friendsville Elementary School. Dr. Sorber coaches his daughter's basketball and soccer teams, volunteers at the PTO, and attends the McHenry United Methodist Church. And it's an honor and a privilege to make the recommendation from the board to nominate you. Do we have a motion to accept?
So moved.
Have a motion to accept. We have a second.
Second.
Question on the motion.
Just one comment. I just because the media is here, that we had 5 people that stepped up and volunteered. We interviewed all 5 of them. I think we agreed any one of them would have done a good job, we appreciate very much the fact that they stepped up and offered their services and took the time to come in and meet with us and
absolutely
go through a grilling by us and everything. And it was an easy decision in that we had people that were very well qualified, we knew would do a great job. It was a tough decision in that it was hard to pick one of those. Thank you.
Point well taken. All those in favor of Dr. Sorber say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, and the floor is yours. Any comments?
I just want to thank the commissioners. It's a true honor. I made a statement available to Kevin in addition to my biography.
It's in here.
Comments, so I have nothing to say beyond that except thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Look forward to working with you.
Yeah.
Look
forward to working with you.
Just of course, in time for the budget.
This is for what we say till December of 18, till the next election.
Yeah, till the next election. To finish out Mr. Carr's term. So, okay. That brings us to the end of the action items. Time for public commentary. Does anybody have any questions or comments for the commissioners?
We only got one guy.
This is the smallest crowd we've had since we took over, I think.
Yeah, Nate, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But,
I find this happens where I break
up. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
WBU.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If there is nothing, do we have a motion adjourned?
So move.
All right. Welcome, Fred. You got here just in time.
We're enjoying my life.
Nate, congratulations.
Thank you.
Did both of those guys get
one? Yes.
Okay. Oh, really?
Where's your sidekick?
Jerry, he's been under the web.
Man, Jim's been on it.